Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Palmer man who led law enforcement on a dangerous high-speed chase over the weekend turned out to be wanted by U.S. Marshals. According to the Department of Public Safety, 41-year-old Edwin Stoltenberg had an outstanding warrant, which AST learned of after he tried fleeing police in Seward. State troopers say they attempted to conduct a traffic stop on Friday in Seward on a white BMW sedan for a moving violation. The vehicle failed to stop and increased speeds to over 100 miles per hour, quote, weaving through traffic through Seward city limits, end quote. Troopers said the BMW lost control and went off the roadway near mile 8 of the Seward Highway, leaving the vehicle disabled. Stoltenberg, the vehicle's sole occupant, was subsequently arrested. At this point, troopers learned of Stoltenberg's warrant. According to DPS, a records check revealed an outstanding U.S. Marshal's warrant out of Anchorage. A search warrant executed on the vehicle revealed controlled substances and paraphernalia consistent with distribution. After a medical evaluation, Stoltenberg was remanded to Spring Creek Correctional Center on charges of first-degree failure to stop at the direction of a peace officer and third-degree misconduct involving controlled substances and held without bail. Additional charges are expected to follow. The Alaska State Troopers are seeking information from the public in response to the pursuit. Any individual who had to take evasive action to avoid collision with the sedan is encouraged to contact the Soldotna Dispatch Center to make a report and provide a statement. The first lecture of a new lecture series being held at the Kenai Cultural Center was this week. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
The Kenai Chronicles Beyond the Exhibit, a new monthly lecture series by the Kenai Cultural Center, will have its first guest speaker on Wednesday at the Kenai Visitor Center. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce introduced its first rotation of displays and information about the 2025 exhibit schedule and the new lecture series at its grand reopening and ribbon cutting earlier this month. Before, the Cultural Center was shut down for 2 months to replace all the items with new ones. It was the first time artifacts had been rotated out since 1991. For January, they were replaced with artifacts that would resemble early Kenai from 8000 BC to 1700 AD, which is this month's theme. Every month, the exhibit will rotate with other artifacts that have never been on display. It will then be accompanied by a corresponding lecture series and a guest speaker discussing the topic related to the era in question. This month's guest speaker is Dr. Adam Dunstan, professor of anthropology, who will be giving a lecture on water and land connections in pre-colonial Kathmandu on January 29th at 2 p.m. The event is open and free to the public. However, they ask you to RSVP in advance. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
The most recent employment report from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development for December of last year shows a nearly 2% increase in jobs across Alaska. In total, December's statewide job count was up 1.9% above December 2023, an increase of roughly 6,000 jobs. Construction added 1,100 jobs over the year, boosted by North Slope oil and gas projects and, to a lesser degree, off-season federally funded infrastructure projects. Those projects also supported growth in professional and business services, up 600 jobs, and the transportation, warehousing, and utilities sector, up 1,000 jobs. Oil and gas employment was up by 600. Healthcare continued its upward trajectory, adding 1,400 jobs from December 2023. Most industries added jobs, but seafood processing disruptions drove manufacturing losses down 400 jobs. Alaska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate ticked up from 4.6% in November to 4.7% in December. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.